Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard a expanded edition of Sports Overnight America, health and wellness. So you talk the world of sports. We're going to give you lifestyle news. We're going to give you everything you need to. Marty Terrell, two-hour edition. Terry Cook is coming up. He'll join us, and we'll introduce a new voice, Annie Brown. She'll join us. Again, Blake Byrne is over in Spain, and we tried, but probably not going to happen. But anyhow, we roll along here. Lots to get to. Listen, sports-wise, I got to get into it. I mean, come on. You know, Milwaukee and the Mets tonight in a decisive game three. Major League Baseball should give their head a shake. I mean, there's no three straight home games. Of course, Milwaukee's going to win tonight, right? 100%. Milwaukee wins 2-1. Mets bullpen implodes last night, but three home games. Look, if the Mets did their job, they got into the playoffs by splitting with Atlanta Monday. They should have. They split with Milwaukee here. Game three tonight should be in Citi Field in New York, but it's not. It's just, you know, I'm tired of baseball just doing goofy stuff. But anyway, maybe the Mets pull it out tonight. Maybe they don't. Anyways, Terry Cook, mindset. What does that mean? What does your mindset mean? Okay, think about it. Mind and set. So what's going on in your mind? Do you have to sometimes in life force yourself to do things, think things, kind of envision things that aren't really reality, but you want to put yourself in an advanced state of accomplishment, dealing with stress, dealing with maybe some failure, maybe a life change. Mindset. This ought to be good. Annie Brown. Now, she is the executive assistant here at Tea Room Broadcasting, which is Sports Overnight America, part of Sports Byline. And Annie keeps us all in line. But she works out. She takes care of herself. She puts her health and her wellness ahead of everything else, other than her faith and some other things and her kids and her husband. We get that. That goes without saying. But what Annie does is amazing, and she's taught me a lot in the short time that I've known her. So we got a double dip. Terry Cook, Annie Brown, and away we go. I'm Marty Terrell. Downtown Annie Brown, Terry Cook, right here on Sports Byline, part of Sports Overnight America. Coming right back.
It's finally starting to actually feel like fall outside. So you know what that means. Time to get to Kohl's for cozy, comfy, and cute outfits. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on everyday styles that I can't wait to wear all fall long. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. But don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end October 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
All right, talking the world of sports and health and wellness on a Thursday into a Friday. I love these two people, Terry Cook, and we got downtown Andy Brown. How about that? Terry, we'll start with you. Normally, ladies before gentlemen, but I'll let you have your top billing. Terry, how are you? Thanks for coming on. What's going on?
Well, I'm sitting here. I've been patient for the last 45 minutes, getting excited about talking to you and trying to change the world. And I appreciate you having me on today.
I'm glad. Hey, you know this Andy Brown girl? She takes good care of herself. We're doing some health and wellness. We're going to talk about mindset. But Annie's going to go to work here in a little bit, so we're going to get her on here, and the three of us are going to talk. Annie, welcome aboard. This is your radio debut across the country and around the world. Downtown Annie Brown. How are you, Annie?
I'm good, Marty. Thank you for the introduction. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited. Terry, I can totally agree with you with the pacing back and forth, waiting on this call. I am with you on that.
That's great.
Hey, I tell you 4 o'clock, but we, hey, Terry, real quick, we're going to get to Annie in a moment. We're going to talk about mindset today, and I think this kind of correlates into what Annie's going to talk about, too, in the 12 minutes she's going to spend with us. Mindset. Define that for us. I mean, I know what my mindset is right now. I got to get through the next 2 hours doing talk radio with you and Annie and some other stuff, but let's talk about mindset, and then Annie, I want to get to you. But go ahead, Terry. I think this is a very, very interesting topic, Terry. Go ahead. Mindset. Let me hear.
You know, I mean, when I think of mindset, I think of a lot of things. You know, when I look back and you know, you got to have the right mindset. For example, this conference call that we have, and we're talking to people that are listening today. And when you create the mindset based off of the things that you've done over your career or your life, and you try to share all the ups and downs and the things that that get you to the position where you're in today. You know, when I talk about mindset to people, I talk about, you know, if I look back when I was a wrestler, I wrestled at University of Nebraska, and I look back and if somebody said, here's all the things you need to do to get here, that would scare you. So you got to break it down in sections. So if somebody said, we're going to work out 3 times a day, and you're going to lose 15 pounds 2 days before match time, and we're going to do that for 5 years straight, and we're going to run every morning and have a practice in the afternoon and coming back at night, most people are going to say, that just doesn't make sense. And no. But if you come to me and say, hey, Terry, here's what we're doing today, and you look at just today, what we have in front of us, there's a high probability if I do this today, then we come back and do this again tomorrow, then over time you create something. and that's what you're looking for, and that's how you create a mindset that may perhaps help you in the future, whether it's a workforce or you know, if you're in golf or if you got your own business, whatever that may be. So you're trying to keep your mind in a position where it can stay strong and overcome the obstacles that we have in life, right?
Yeah, no question. I'm going to get Annie in here. Annie, you know, I've only known you, what, 4 or 5, 6 months, and I'm so impressed. You have a routine. You work out. You got a husband. You got kids. You got jobs. You're the executive assistant. You help us run Tea Room Broadcasting. You take care of yourself mentally, physically. You have a mindset contribution here today. Let's hear what you have to say, Annie, about that. Let me hear. Go ahead, Annie.
Absolutely. I truly believe mindset is all about how you look at things. You have the ability to control your actions and your attitude. And at the end of the day, things are going to happen in life. That's just how life is. There are ups and there are downs. You have to choose if you are going to let the things that are happening to you happen to you, or if you're just going to grow through them. There's always going to be something that goes on, but I've always read books. I love the failure is either an opportunity to grow, or you can think failure is the limit of your abilities, you know, like, you can't control anything outside of you, but your mindset can help you get a lot farther in life than not being happy.
You know, I love this topic. I really do. And I was talking to Randy Byrne, who is part of our Tea Room Broadcasting Group. It's helped us so much. And he always says, calm down. As recently as last night, enjoy the journey. Learn, Terry, to enjoy the journey. And Bernie's right. Sometimes you got to just take a step back and let everything that's going to happen in life, but enjoy it instead of overreacting or just immediately giving a reaction to any situation.
Yeah.
And Annie alluded to that, Terry. Go ahead. Expound upon that.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah, and that's good. That's a good point. You know, Randy, and you know, Jim, you try to take something a little bit from somebody to get to who you are. I was playing golf with a kid yesterday. His name's Nick Bolt, a great player. But once you start trying to be, you know, look at somebody else, how they hit the ball or how they chip or how they putt, and then you look, you know, and you say, God, I want to do it like them. Well, you're not them. So you're going to apply a little bit from everybody to define how you want to become. So, for example, Randy Byrne is so calm, his demeanor. I wish I had that, right? Well, but then there's things like Randy wished he had of me. I'm very intense. I'm very emotional. I wear my, you know, my emotions on my sleeve, and at times it gets me in trouble. And there's other times it probably helped me define who I am today. And then you look at Randy, and Randy's demeanor is like, God, I wish I had that demeanor. And for some reason, I don't. But that doesn't mean we, at the end of the day, our goals aren't the same. You know what I mean? I mean, we all want to have,
sure.
We all want to, you know, our goals, whatever that may be for you or me, but we're still going after our own goals. So he goes about it a little different than I do, and he's been very successful as a business owner. I mean, everybody loves Randy Byrne, but I said, there's other ways to get to the top of the mountain. You just take a little bit from everybody else, put it on your backpack, and keep moving because the storm's coming.
Yeah. Yep, I love the topic. I do. Annie, your mindset is to work out in the morning. You have your classes. You've got your discipline. Yeah, I've done it, been there, done that. And then I quit after a while. What is it? I get busy. I justify missing a class. But there's a discipline to mindset and physical wellness and mental wellness, Annie. Talk about that, because I swear to God, young lady, you embody that. You're very disciplined. Do not mess with Annie until 10:30. Bottom line. Let me hear.
No, seriously, there is 100% absolutely a discipline when it comes down to it. I mean, starting and stopping, it's a natural human thing. People quit things all the time. They start things, they quit. A lot of it comes with just, like, how you feel in the moment, you know. You feel like at the end of the year, you know, New Year's Eve comes. Yeah, I'm going to get in the gym. I'm going to work out. I'm going to change everything about myself. I'll stop drinking. I'll stop doing this. And by February, you don't even feel that same way anymore. And so I think the biggest thing that kind of helps you is having the mindset and making the decision is going to be the biggest thing. That's just the first step. You have to have the right mindset. You have to make the decision But the next step is truly mastering yourself and knowing who you are and doing things that's going to help you actually keep going and to stick by your word. So for me, a big thing, the gym that I chose to go with, I decided to go to this gym because of a friend that I knew had been in it for a few years. And I knew that she would keep me accountable because at some point I was going to get tired. I was going to have those, excuses. But when you have somebody that you are accountable to, it's easier for you to give up on yourself than it is to give up on somebody else. So for me,
I just knew
if I'm not doing this by myself, I'm not going to quit because I know that this girl's going to be there every day regardless if I'm there or not. And I'm not going to be the friend that just makes the excuses or does not stick by her word. Like, I've always been told your word is everything. And so character is a big thing.
Yes, it is. Annie, I got one more from you. I got a whole 40 more minutes with Terry, and I know we got to let you go because what are you going to do? You got to go to work. One more before we head to commercial break, and then I got Terry. But, you've got the discipline. You do it. You pay for it. You know, how do you juggle? How do you juggle the husband, the two jobs, the two kids? What do you do? What's the mindset I want to hear? Because I really think you're helping a lot of people who hear this. Because we're all juggling in some shape or form, Annie. Let me hear. How do you go about it?
You know, sometimes you just have to do it. And I really do use the gym as a stress relief because, like you said, I have a husband. I have two toddler boys. It's a crazy, crazy world out here. I use the gym to get that out. And I feel like if a lot more people utilize the gym, not just for the results or the body that they're looking for, but just utilize it for the mental headspace that it can put you in, that will help out 10 times. And I just think that people have to stick to their guns. You have to have boundaries. You have to be set in stone, like, no, I'm not going to give this thing up. This is my 1 hour of peace. I can't give this up because if I'm not okay, nothing around me can be okay. I can't be okay for anybody else. So I think sticking to your guns and like truly knowing who you are. Great.
All right. You don't work too hard. All right. We look forward to it. Terry, you sit right there. We'll let Annie go to work, take care of her family and kids. Terry Cook comes back. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about here. I love this. Blake Byrne is off this week. He's back with us. He's in Spain. And we're glad to be with him and for him here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell coming right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Responsible. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Geico and geicoinsurance.com. And we're also presented by the great folks at Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com. $10,000 down, right on those closing costs to defray them with your approved mortgage. So we look forward to that. We are going to effort Blake Byrne a little bit later on. He is in, well, he was in Spain. He was at Real Madrid Atletico on Sunday night. It was daytime here, but nighttime there. One of the biggest soccer matches ended in a 1-1 draw. And he's been riding camels. He's been engaging the locals. They're out in the desert in a tent. They're having meals cooked for them. We have reached Blake, but we don't know if we can do it. We're going to try. We will try. We will effort, as they say. Our mindset is positive. We're going to try. Terry Cook is with us. Terry, I didn't realize that. You're a Husker? How did I miss that? You wrestled at Nebraska? Oh, my Lord. How did I not know that?
I thought you knew that, yeah. That was a few years back. It wasn't yesterday, but it was close to it. Time goes fast. In the 80s, I was there for 5 years, and I had a pretty successful career compared to some, and not as good as others, but yeah. You know, I don't necessarily have to compare myself to anybody else. Is what I try to do is just do the best version of myself and make sure I'm accountable. And the person I got to look in the mirror is me every day. And so then I got to question what I did right or wrong that day and build from there.
No, go ahead. But I was going to ask you, how much has athletics helped you in business? I've asked Randy that. I've asked a million guys. How much did the discipline of wrestling, softball, track and field, football, baseball, I don't care what you did collegiately, varsity, JV, doesn't matter. But you guys performed at a high level. How much did it help you in life? Let me ask you that question.
I hate to say this. Growing up with the family I had, it's the Wild Wild West. I had two older brothers and a couple sisters, and I learned to compete at an early age of my life, and I hated losing, and that really propelled me to become who I am today. I mean, I truly believe it wasn't for wrestling, there's probably a high probability I would have probably been in jail or dead by now. Wild. And this brought the discipline in my life that I needed at an early age. And without wrestling, like I said, I would not be here today, I don't think. But saying that is, you go through so many ups and downs and the only person you can count on, that's why, I know Annie was talking earlier about, having to be accountable to somebody else. I never had that problem. I was very self-disciplined. I didn't have to wait for somebody else because there's a good chance they wouldn't show up. So I didn't want to wait for them. So I get up and do my own workouts. I look in the mirror, and there's days where they're tough. Some of the best workouts, by the way, I've ever had is the days I don't want to be there. So the people out there listening, whether it's whatever you're in, going to work or going to whatever you got to be doing that day, whether it's golfing or whatever, you're like, God, I don't want to practice today. But once you get there, sometimes those are some of my best workouts I've ever had because I'm really disappointed in myself that I'm hard on myself. I'm mad because I'm there, but I know I need to be there. Once I'm there, then I really put a hurting on myself to don't let that happen again, because you don't want that to become a habit, right? Because habits can be hard to break, and that you talk about mindset, and you know, so you create a habit, and I created one when I was a little kid. From a little kid, I worked my ass off from 7 years old until I retired, and then you know I got back in the game again. But the mindset you talk about is I establish something. That doesn't mean, you know, the people that are struggling in their lives and have to, you know, make a comeback in life, and you know, we all go through those things in our life, but you got to believe there's hope for everybody, right? So hope, you know, I always tell people you got to have hope. Without hope, you have nothing. So you know, we all go through tough times and certain things in our life. So you know, yep. I reach down from where I came from to get where I am. So when I do have hard times, I feed off that. Now, let's say hypothetically, you know, you've been beat down your whole life, and you're really down on yourself. You never really had hope. And next thing you do is, I would tell somebody, first thing I would recommend you doing, number one, is walk around the block, okay? Maybe they never exercised before. Let's walk around the block today. Hey, let's go to church tomorrow or today. Let's change our eating habits. And you do it gradually, and then you can build the foundation. You can build a foundation for yourself to have the right mindset to conquer the world of whatever you want to do. It's right in front of you. I mean, look at your story. I mean, you're living the best life you've ever lived, and you went through things in your life, and I have too. But sometimes change is good. Sometimes it takes to be reset. Sometimes you know you got to go to the bottom of the well to come back out. And I've been there. Trust me, I've been at the bottom. I don't like it down there, but I'll tell you what: if I got to go back down there, I will. But I'll come back out again. I'll come out better and stronger. And those are things you got to just talk, you know, read books, motivational books, CDs. I do, you know, you talk about these motivational people, whether it's a Zig Ziglar or Tony Robbins or Eric Thomas or Goggin. Believe me, those guys are listening to motivational stuff too. They're not just sitting there telling the story. They got to keep their mind strong also by doing things like that. So I get up majority of the days and I listen to some motivational stuff on a daily basis, because I need it, and I like to share my ambition, dreams with people, and the successes and the downfalls we all have. But you've got to, like you said, you've got to have a foundation and start whatever that is, and you can build on it. And so I root for the underdogs. I love the underdogs. I love the guys coming from behind and making a comeback and or never been there and made it work. You know, so there's a lot of things there. I know I'm rambling, Marty, but I'm passionate about it, you know, because life's tough. I mean, you know, heck, I had cancer 2 years ago, you know, but that wasn't going to let me stop. You know what I mean? I mean, I was ready for that. I've been preparing my whole life for that to happen. You know why? Because my whole life, knowing that something's going to happen in my life that I got to be prepared to overcome, I was ready. I was ready for the storm. And I came back.
Terry, I love that. I really do. We only got a couple more minutes in this segment, and I got a couple things that are really important. And I've been around you. We were on a business trip recently out in New England. We had a great time eating lobster, clams, oysters, and I got a pair of shoes that I never thought I would be able to afford. In fact, most people wear Gucci shoes. I wore itchy shoes. But here's what I know, brother. Here's what I know. I was around you and Randy. Whatever we think about, we bring about. You have to, you know, talk about mindset. You've got to have good, positive thoughts. If you think dark and negative, you're going dark and negative. It'll be a cloudy day every day. What you think every about day. And bring about. Give me 90 seconds on your thought process right there and then.
And
let me hear.
You hit it right there. It's called passion. You got to have the passion to do what you're doing. Get up there. You got the passion. You can tell by your voice when that alarm goes off, when it's time for you to get on the radio, it's go time. And because you got the passion and love, and that's what you enjoy, love doing. And that's what has to happen is for a mindset to be, you know, you got to have the passion for whatever that is, whether you're walking dogs for a living or you know, an accountant at work. If you treat it like a job, there's no passion. There's no real thought process that you want to be better.
You're right.
So, you know, whether you're
right.
Yeah, so when you look at people, whatever it is, whether you're the cashier at McDonald's, I'm telling you what, if you find somebody at McDonald's that's got the pass, you'll see it by the way they interact with the customers at the register. And you know what I tell people, I said, if I worked at McDonald's, I'd work the cash register, but one thing I'd tell you right now is for certain, I'd be trying to figure out how to own a McDonald's. So that would be my thought process. Well, I don't want to work at McDonald's. Well, let's start here and let's own one. And the only way to own one, you got to mop the floors, you got to clean the toilets, you got to run the cash register. Then we're going to figure out how to own one. But you got to do the work, you know?
Terry, it sounds goofy, but it is so freaking true, baby. Bring some passion. Yeah. You got to care about what you're doing. You got to care. Yeah. If you do, to me, that's it. When we hire people, I always tell Randy, I want people who care. And I hate people who, I can't do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. Call me next week. Yeah. I can't stand people like that. Get out of my way. Today is today. Right? There's no guarantee you're going to have tomorrow.
No.
Let's do it today, right? That's correct.
Yes, I agree 100%. You know, I tell people a long time ago, if you chase the money, you won't be happy. But where I made my money, the mindset I had was, all I was trying to do is get a new customer. No different in your industry. You're trying to get enough. You want the sale. The money will come. You want another advertiser. You want the Mercedes-Benz or the Geico. What you get excited about is getting the deal. The money will come.
Right.
But if you chase the money, it'll never come the way you want. You'll never be happy. But
all right, hey, I got to interrupt you. We're up against a hard break. You sit right there. We got a lot of work to do. You sit right there. I'm not done with you, Cookie. Harry Cook, he's got some good stuff. We're coming right back on the Blake Byrne Show. I'm Marty Terrell, subbing for Blake, who's in Spain. We're coming right back.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, we are talking the world of life in sports here. I'm Marty Terrell, two-hour extravaganza today, filling in for Blake Byrne, who'll be back with us next Thursday. We look forward to the Blakester indeed. Don't forget, tomorrow, First Touch, the soccer guys will be rolling in here. And then the weekend's going to be unbelievable. I mean, the weekend, we'll be back on the East Coast with college football, baseball. It'll be just absolutely unbelievable. But our special guest is an old friend of the program, and I just brings so much passion and energy, which, Terry, you got me pumped up. You know, and I get asked a lot. I've been broadcasting for about 40 years, and people say, how do you know you had a good show or a bad show or a mediocre show? I said, I've never had a mediocre show in my life. It's always been either real good or real bad. You know how I know a good show from a bad show? When I'm ending the show, I'm left wanting more. I want to do more. Yeah. I'm not done. Yeah. I want to run. I'm a colt. I want to run. And when I've had a bad show, I can't wait for it to get over with. And today's not one of those, by the way. It was close, you know, Terry, but not right there, buddy. No, I'm kidding you. Isn't that about life, though? When you have a good day or a bad day or whatever, whatever you do, so much of it is within our control. We just don't realize it. We get to control things, right?
Yeah, you know, you say that, and I was thinking about Dan Gable said, you know, he knew when he was tired when the guys on the team had to pull him out of the room, drag him out of the room, because he couldn't stand up anymore. That's how he was. That's how he trained. And so he left it all on the mat. And so going to what you're saying, the mindset is you hit it right on that. Did I leave it all out there today? What could I have done differently, you know, to leave it all out there? When I walk away today, did I do everything possible to make, you know, change the world? Or, you know, make me a better person? Yep. Or did I push myself to the limit? You know, I never call it a weekend, by the way. Zig Ziglar always call it the strong end. I hate saying it's weak because I don't believe in weakness. So on the weekend, it's called the strong end, not the weekend. Just remember that.
I'll remember that. Hey, one thing I want to bring up here. It's funny you say that. And that is, you know, we talk about weekend and relaxation and stuff like that.
Oh, strong end. Go ahead.
No, but I think we have to let go. We have to learn to let go. There's strength in letting go. And hear me out on this, because this helps me. And this is like mental health therapy. Who knows? I would have turned to Terry Cook for this. But you've really helped me today. I'm so glad to have you on. And Annie, too. But here's what I think we have to do. Good day, bad day, indifferent day. We got to let go. We have to let go. You can't sit there and marinate in your successes because you're going to get complacent, and you can't marinate in your failures because you're going to turn into a loser. And if you have a kind of a come see, come saw type of day, we have to learn to just turn the page and let go, Terry. It is very difficult for people to do. I've been a student of life. People say, I hoard my thoughts. I hoard my feelings. I hold on to grudges and resentments. It made me drink, gamble, illegal things. It turned me into a person I hated because I could not let go. I had resentments. I mean, let's make it real. Yeah. We have to learn to let go, Terry. Let me hear.
You know what? Well, you know, the good thing about it, not good thing, but, you know, again, you got to, you know, in your situation, you wouldn't be where you are today if that didn't happen, what happened to you in the past. It made you become a better person. And sometimes that's what it takes. Now, I'm a firm believer, and my girlfriend Carrie, she probably doesn't realize it completely, but a lot of times I go in my office and I meditate. And out like yesterday, I need quiet time. I need to meditate and just take a step back and just process and make sure that I'm just in the present for a time being. Now, I have a hard time letting go because when you're in a situation like you or me, you know, we're built for speed, and all of a sudden you tell me I got to sit. Well, even though you don't want to, it's probably the best thing that you do. So on Sundays, I try to make an effort not to think about work and that sort of thing. But what I will do on Sunday evenings, I start planning my day for the next day. So I'm ready to go on Monday. But that doesn't mean if my phone's ringing on Sunday and somebody wants to do some business with me, I'm probably going to answer the phone. But yeah, you've got to let go, and you got to, and that's the hardest thing for me to, and I fight that on a daily basis of letting go, because I'm so intense. But I don't really have, I'm not a grudge guy. I know some people may think I am. I don't have time to worry about what people think of me that don't know me. I care about the people that I know that love me. Those are the ones that care about what they think about me. Because there's so many people that they think they know Marty Terrell that actually don't, but they say stuff about you that they really don't know nothing about you. And that's okay. You shouldn't allow that to define who you are. You already know who you are. The only ones you care about who knows you any better than you is your family and your friends. And the outside people, it's not that important whether they like you or not, because that's not what we're here for, right? We're just trying to do the right thing every day, and the people that you care about most know that you appreciate them. And that's really what it's about. Because all the accolades that I have and you've had over the years, you know, I'm looking at some of the stuff I've won. Is it really that big of a deal? No. I don't really want that to define who I am. I want people to define who I am, that I'm passionate. I mean, the people, at the end of the day, when they bury me, people are going to decide who Terry Cook is. I don't want them to say Terry Cook was, you know, a great wrestler, a great golfer. I want them to think me, hopefully they'll think me in a different way, is that, I love working with people. I love seeing people achieve their dreams and goals, and I enjoy life. And that's what I really want people to think about as me as a person. I've done a lot of things in my life that I wish I could take. I don't know if I wish I could take back. I learned from, but that I don't want to do again. But at the same time, this is who I am, and every day I try to be better than I was yesterday. And that's really what we're trying to do, every one of us.
Yeah, Terry.
And if you're not doing that, you're hurting yourself, Terry, right?
You're right. Terry Cook giving us some good stuff. You know, we have a thing in the AA program and Gamblers Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, any of the anonymous programs. They're not anonymous, trust me. People know whether you go or not. It doesn't matter. But we have a saying, no. Terry, and it's none of our business what people think or say about us. It really is none of our business. People are going to say what they're going to say. And, you know, exactly. If you take care of your character and you do the next right thing, your reputation will take care of itself over time. Time is the great healer, and time is the great revealer. There's no escaping it. Man, dude, I love having you on. How much does your golf game reflect your life? Because I've often heard that. You know, they say Clinton, you know, he shoots 68, 69 at some place up in Maine where I played. And if Bill Clinton shot 68 or 69, then my name is Marty Jean King or Billy Jean King. There's no way. And Trump, I don't mean to, you know, he's another one that doesn't know how to add up. You know, when you hit the ball five times, it's a five, not a three. So here's what I want to say. How much does sports, golf in particular, help you managing your life in terms of keeping things on the up and up and trying to perfect something? Because it's you against the earth. It's you and that little white ball and those clubs against the earth. Let me hear. I think golf is unbelievable therapy. Let me hear.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, people do it for different things. Golf, for me, you know, I want to win, right? I mean, I just want to win. And that's the way my wrestler, because I'm an individual sport. I've always been an individual sport. I want to win. Now, in golf, it's a really, really hard game because you can't perfect it. It put people in the crazy house because they're trying to perfect the game. It almost put me in the crazy house a couple years back, but I was not going to let golf define. I'll quit when I'm ready. I'm not going to quit when I'm like the saying I've always said to people lately is I'm not going to quit when I'm tired. I'll quit when I'm done. This game's not going to force me to give it up. I'll give it up when I'm ready, when I decide. This game ain't going to decide what I've done. The golf itself, like we talked just a little bit ago, today, right before you came on, I went out and hit balls for an hour. I need to decompress. I got to be ready. Golf to me is therapeutical for me. So I, when I'm out playing, I can let go of everything. I'm not thinking about the things I should be thinking about. All I'm doing is thinking in the moment and working on, you know, having fun with my friends and playing golf and trying to play, trying to make Rainy, take Rainy Burns' money is a good thing. So I laugh all the way home when I win. I'm sure he laughs all the way home when he wins. But at the end of the day, you know, and we have a good time. And, so golf to me is like no different. My girlfriend, she loves to walk. She walks all the time. And without doing that, I mean, she walks between 6 to 10 miles a day, about 6 days a week. And that's hard to do, but I'm pretty certain she does it for a lot of reasons to keep her grounded and keep her in the moment. And I truly believe, I don't care if every listener out there, just exercise, do something. And I don't say you have to do it at a hard, intense pace, because what happens is people get so intense, they go so hard, and then they're tired because they quit because they're just tired of being so intense. Well, yeah. It doesn't have to be that way. You can walk and or jog or do something, and then when you get tired of doing that, change it up. Do another thing. Maybe you're done walking. Maybe you want to start lifting weights for a while, then you go back to walking. You know, so if you change up the routines, here's what happens. A lot of times, like even me, you feel good, right? You're working out. You feel, God, I feel the best I ever felt. Then you quit going because you feel so good. Then you feel like shit. You're like, why do I feel like shit? Oh, I don't like it. I haven't been working out. Yeah, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, nothing better than walking out of the gym and you feel so freaking good. It's like, wow, I'm ready to conquer the world. Then the next day you wake up and then you do it again, and then oh, God, I'm tired of doing this, but I feel awful good. I think I'll just not work out today. Then tomorrow you're not working out. Next thing you know, oh, shit, I feel terrible. It's been a week. I feel terrible. I'm not getting no work done. My energy level's low. And all that is because you quit exercising. I truly believe, I don't know how people go in life without doing something. They exercise their mind, whether it's motivational stuff, part of the time, walking, riding a bike, whatever you feel you can do. Just do something.
Hey, we have a saying. It's called move a muscle, change a thought. You got to move a muscle to change your mindset. Hey, by the way, before I let you go, I was out on 330 out near Marshalltown. I saw two guys standing by the exit with a tin cup, and they had a couple of coins rattling around in the bottom of it. And I said, guys, I'd like to throw a few bucks in there. And they said, why are you guys out here panhandling? They said, we just played golf with Terry Cook, and we doubled down and lost.
That's happened.
Hey, you gotta stop fleecing people out on the golf course. You act like you're a 50 handicapper and you're a scratch golfer, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
and when you're scratched, it means you go after the scratch, as in the cash. That's what it is to be a scratch golfer. You go after the scratch, as in the dead presidents. Go ahead, tell me.
I got like I always say, somebody says, wait, your handicap is like, my handicap, you're going to play it now. You know, that's my handicap. You know, when they want shots, I mean, I got shots yesterday from a fine player who plays over in Asia, played a European event, a fine player. And it's hard for me to ask for shots, but I did. But at the same time, as hoping I never would have to ask somebody for shots, and I did. And that's hard to grasp. But I wasn't in my favor yesterday. I didn't play well enough. And so I think I probably paid for his airfare over to Asia for next week's event. But that's okay. I got Bernie coming up here soon. Hopefully, I can just slide. It's a pass through for me. So I got to help those young kids, right?
That's right.
But you know, I just love working with people. You know,
Terry, you're a lot of fun, man. You really are. You're fun. I spent 3 days with you in Boston. I'll tell you, we're going to do it again soon. Listen, you take care. Best to your significant other. Hey, tell her I know a good eye doctor, too, because I know her eyes are a little bad. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll do that for you, Kyle.
Terry, I'm
I'll
sorry. Hey, listen, on behalf of Blake Byrne, thank you for subbing this week. We'll do it again soon. Thank you very much. All right, there's our man, Terry Cook. Good job out of you, pal. I'm Marty Terrell. Dominic.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, we head down the home stretch. We look at sports headlines today. It's really Thursday night football, right? I mean, we got Tampa and Atlanta. We'll break it down coming up. Zayn Hussein coming up. We look forward to that. We got a well-guested show. DJ Shields will weigh in. We got it locked and loaded here. Baseball tonight, I'm annoyed. I mean, Major League Baseball, you cannot have a three-game series and give the Milwaukee Brewers or any other team that got the better seed three straight home games. You can't do it. You cannot do it. Do the 1-1-1. Do the 2-1. That game should be at Citi Field in New York City tonight, Flushing, Queens. And the Mets will get beat. The Mets will not win that game tonight. You heard it here. They will not win. They won't. There'll be a carryover from last night. They're up 3-1. Horrible job. The bullpen stinks. I'm not going to come on here on Friday and start whining about the home field and stuff like that. I'll do my whining today before the game starts. It's unfair. And I wish Rob Manfred would quit. You know what? Rob Manfred, put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame and quit. The guy's the worst commissioner in the history of sports. He stinks. And I hate this. I really do. I don't like the ghost runner. I don't like putting the guy at second base in extra innings. I mean, too bad. You know, I mean, baseball is a sport without clock. All right? That's the beauty of it in my world. Anyways, Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. We got another full hour together. Thanks to Terry Cook. Thanks to Annie Brown. We will clean up Cookie's language. I apologize in advance if everybody's offended. You can't be talking like that on the radio. So there you go. I'm Marty Trill. Stand by. We got more sports talk. We got sports overnight America. Straight up after the update. Top of the hour. Coming right back.